President Bush speaking at the Pentagon, and first of all, an apology. It was our intention to give the president a proper introduction, but he spoke exactly 10 minutes earlier than news media had been told that he would speak, and we weren't the only ones caught off guard, but still, it's embarrassing, and we apologize. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now, and also Jennifer Ludden at the Pentagon. The president was asking for supplemental requests for nearly $75 billion to pay for the war. That request, of course, is made of Congress, but here he makes the announcement at the Pentagon. Will one of you explain why?
Don,
I can jump in on that. A couple of things. I mean, first, a lot of this is about symbolism, and he went to the place where most of this money will be going. Of the $74.7 billion he's asking for, the figure I have is $62.6 billion of it, better than 80% of it, will be going to the Pentagon. This is where the immediate need is. He also, one of the reasons he started early here is because a classified briefing he had with Secretary Rumsfeld and other top Pentagon officials apparently wrapped up a little early. So he went over there to get that briefing as well. But the other thing, and it's a point he made in the speech, is that the Pentagon is a building that itself was once attacked, and they certainly think that the Pentagon is a symbol of what the president describes often, and he described here today, as this new kind of war. They draw that connection between what's going on in Iraq to what happened at the Pentagon and in the States on September 11th.
Members of Congress have been asking him, you know, how much is this going to cost? And the president's been very vague about that, and now here's a very specific number all of a sudden, 74.7 billion. How'd they come up with that number?
It is a very specific number, and they say it reflects the need as best they can guess. They say this will carry them between now and the end of the fiscal year, so it's for 6 months of activity, but they also say it's for roughly a month's worth of combat. That's the guess they're making right now. They maintain that they couldn't give us a figure even as recently as last Friday because they didn't know if, say, the Iraqi regime would crumble right away, if that initial strike would take Saddam Hussein out, and the cost could be ultimately much lower. But they did say that one thing they did know is that just getting the troops over there and having them there, that was $30 billion right there. So they're now essentially asking for $44.7 billion on top of that. Congress, of course, they wanted to know. They were working with some independent guesses as to how much this all might cost. But they, especially Democrats in Congress, were concerned that the administration was trying to get the debate over its tax cut proposals out of the way before they brought this into the mix.
And does all that money go to the Pentagon?
$62.6 billion of it does. $4.2 billion goes to that broad category of Homeland Security. Some of that goes directly to the Department of Homeland Security, but some also goes to the Justice Department and to the FBI for some operations. And about $8 billion will go to U.S. allies in the region. Turkey will get about $1 billion. Israel will get money. Egypt, Jordan, Afghanistan, even places like the Philippines, to offset costs they have incurred, not just related to the current fighting in Iraq, but also the larger war on terrorism around the world.
The president has not been very visible since this war began. Why is that?
He has, at least for the first week, decided to leave things to the generals, leave things to the people at the Pentagon and to Secretary Rumsfeld to answer all those kinds of operational questions and the like. Now, there's another theory that the president was trying to make this less about him and less about him versus Saddam Hussein, and that it was worth just stepping back. He made a couple of speeches last week, obviously, the one giving the deadline, the other announcing that the conflict had begun. But you're right, he has been very low-key. He took some questions on the South Lawn on Sunday. That was the first time we'd actually seen him take a question in about a week. But there is also the sense around here that given that we're starting to see some fatalities, that that we've seen some of this video of American POWs on television, that the president has to be visible. And part of it is to reassure the public, some of it's to show resolve, and a lot of it is also to make the case, as he did today, that they don't know how long this is going to last.
By contrast, the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, has been very visible.
He's living in a very different universe as it relates to all of this. He comes from a country where overwhelmingly the public is opposed to this war, still, as the war goes on. And Blair, you can see him very publicly trying to make the case to the public and trying to win people over. Now, there's also a difference between the British and American systems. Blair is required to appear before open session of the House of Commons and actually take questions and defend his positions. So we've seen him doing that, something that President Bush does not have to do here.
Jennifer, we heard applause as the president spoke at the Pentagon. I guess they would applaud. They're getting tens of billions of dollars.
They are, and they're, of course, the ones on the front line of this conflict. They have been stretched very thin. Some people around here say they've been working, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. for really ever since 9/11. I mean, lunch breaks have been shortened. I show up here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's I'm not alone by any stretch. The military forces are stretched very thin and need, obviously want this money and need the money to pay. And they also, don't know how long this is going to last. Families have been sent over for 6 months. The 6 months was up and they were told they had to stay. All this costs a lot of money.
Don, what else is on the president's schedule today?
We won't see much more of him today. He has some meetings here at the White House. But tomorrow, he travels to Tampa. It'll be another public speech. He's going to CENTCOM, the central command down there in Tampa, where Tommy Franks was based before he went to the Gulf region. And he'll have lunch with families, and he'll, again, give a progress report on the war and personally thank some of these families for their sacrifices. Then tomorrow night, Tony Blair comes here to the U.S. The British Prime Minister and President Bush will meet at Camp David. They'll overnight at Camp David, meet Thursday as well, and we can expect to have some sort of public comments from the two of them probably on Thursday.
Alex Chadwick, you have anything to ask him?
Well, I thought it was interesting, actually. Tony Blair had a press conference earlier today, and one of the questions that came up in this conference was not about the war, but the post-war situation, and Mr. Blair was asked about the role of the UN, which has come to be quite an issue in the last couple of days. He indeed was asked specifically if he was coming to the United States so that he could head off a plan for American-only civil administration of Iraq once the war is presumably successfully concluded. Mr. Blair said no, that was not the reason for his mission here. He said that the UN definitely has a role to play in the in post-conflict Iraq, and that this is something that the United States and the United Kingdom had been planning for all along.
Right. And, it will be interesting to see if the United States will pick up on this. I mean, let's remember that 12 years ago in the first Persian Gulf War, it cost about $62 billion, and the United States only paid about $10 billion of that because the rest was picked up by a large coalition of allies. This time, the United States keeps referring to the coalition forces, but they're basically the U.S., Britain, and Australia, with small bits of help here and there from other countries. So, and none of them are offering large amounts of money here. So what the president is asking for is going to be picked up by and large by Washington. There may well be a lot of pressure to turn over the post-conflict scenario to United Nations, to other coalitions, to other members if they come forward and offer to help. That will be interesting to see as it plays out.
We've been listening to President Bush's remarks at the Pentagon, the president requesting of Congress nearly $75 billion to pay for this war, and if to pay initially for this war in Iraq. My thanks to NPR's Alex Chadwick, Don Gagne, and Jennifer Ludden. I'm Bob Edwards. This has been special coverage from NPR News.